Ekaaro. Good afternoon over there in Africa. Ayodele Olagbaju Ayetigbo. I can do this podcast in Yoruba or in English. It depends on the muse or how I'm teleguided to podcast it or broadcast it. If I do it in Yoruba, my audience is narrow. But if I do it in English, as I'm doing right now, my clients, as I run my SUB podcast, Street University of Baltimore podcasting, they will understand where I'm coming from, ladies and gentlemen. My birthday is November 15, when I shall turn 75. Inshallah, by the grace of the Almighty Creator. Today is November 9, year 2023. I want to talk about hatred, jealousy, and discrimination, and the rest. You see, a lot of people do not really like you. So, what do we do when we run into those people who do not really like us? What do we do? What do we do when we run into haters? To hate is a crime in the U.S., also a crime in Nigeria. But I see hatred all over the place. People who just do not like you for being who you are. Ladies and gentlemen, Ayodele Olagbaju Ayetigbo. Omo Olumore More in Ileife. The dodon dodon dawa of his own race. Hatred. Why do people hate? You are too tall, they don't like you. You too short, they hate you. You red bones, some people do not like you for being red bone. Or you too black, maybe dark, some people still do not like you for being who you are. Ladies and gentlemen. No. Back, man. What's up, man?
Yeah, I'm going.
Let's go. Where you want to go at?
North Avenue, bro.
How much you got?
$5, bro.
Just $5? I'm set down. My minimum is 8.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I got to go get my insulin, bro. I'm sick, man.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, I got
to
go.
Ayodele Olagbaju.
Yeah, I wouldn't lie to you.
I hate you, but nobody said you lying.
Go.
But I'm being shortchanged. Are you going to?
I'm gonna go down and come back.
I got
$20.
I give you your change, man.
Yes, sir. Please.
So you want to go there and you want to come back?
Yes, sir.
And so you want to spend $10?
Yeah, I'm gonna spend $5. I'm gonna catch the bus back. I don't have.
Say what?
Yeah, I'm happy.
$5 is to take you there.
Yes, sir.
Okay, at least well.
I don't have no more. I just come on the lock for 30 years.
You've been locked up for 30 years?
Yeah, I get my first cell phone.
Wow. Why were you locked up?
I had a big drug case. You ever watched the movie The Wire?
No.
Yeah, that's about me and my...
11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Yes. What did you do, really?
I had a big drug case.
A big who?
Drug case.
Drug charges?
Yes, sir.
Wow. It's not that you shot somebody.
No.
For how long did they put you away?
I was gone 30 years. My birthday, first birthday is the 14th of this month.
14th.
Yes,
sir. Mine is 15th.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday to us.
Okay.
Happy birthday to us.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to Ayodele Olagbaju Ayetigbo. Happy birthday to me. Oh, I will turn 75. Inshallah, on November 15th. Wa alaikum salam. Mommy was a Muslim. Papi, Christiano. And me, direct communication to the Almighty Creator. I am creating something right now, ladies and gentlemen. You need to do what?
Get my insulin, I'm a diabetic. That's what I'm gonna get my
Oh, insulin. So you need a speed.
Yes, sir.
You diabetic, right?
Yes, sir. No, right, but you
How know. Long have you been diabetic?
20 years.
So are you going for your insulin right now?
Yes, sir.
Wow. My stepson was diabetic too. And he didn't survive it.
Oh, okay.
But he probably made it to 20, maybe 28 or 29, I don't know.
If I had more money to give you, I would, but I don't
have I believe you. I mean, you just got out. Maybe last week or when did you get out?
2 weeks ago. I get my first cell phone.
Wow. So for 30 years, right?
Yeah.
For drug charges, right?
Yes.
So drug will be that great? I mean, like, you know, for selling drugs, you got 30 years for that?
I got 33 years for what I did.
33, right?
Yes.
But you were there for 30 years?
Yes, sir.
How come you didn't get some kind of parole or something?
I was in the federal joint under the new law.
Say what?
I was in the fed joint under the new law.
Wow.
Yes.
I saw this guy on my way when I was going. He's rough out here, man.
You make the right at the light, please.
I thought you were going to the drop.
Yes, that's where I'm going at, to my people house.
I just dropped you on Northern Belia, man. $5. I just dropped you on Northern Belia, man.
Okay, sir. Thank you anyway, man. I'm just sick, man. I'm just
You'll be all right.
Trying to get to my
they don't do the port and north anymore. They used to give people maybe their drugs on Paul Street.
Yes.
Like Port and North Avenue. You don't know about it?
No, sir.
Just right at the corner right here, people used to go there to get their thing right there.
Yeah, I'm 2 blocks down. You can take me 2 more blocks.
Say what?
2 blocks to the right. Appreciate it, sir. I'm feeling real. Look how I'm sweating real bad because I need my insulin.
I wish you well, man. You need your insulin, right?
Yes, sir.
Wow. Diabetes. Wow. How did you survive the prison being diabetic?
Oh, they take care of you in the federal zone.
Were you taking insulin there, too?
Yes.
You probably going to die at the light.
Yeah, that's Collington. That's
where
my people.
Huh?
Yes.
Okay, I'm gonna pull up here for you to go get yourself, man.
Alright, thank you, brother.
I wish you all the best, man.
Yes, sir.
You okay?
Yes, sir. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Bye, man. There you go. He got locked up for 30 years. He just came out and he's diabetic and he's going for his insulin. So everybody with his own problems, man. Wow, I wish him luck. Wow, like my stepson, by the time I came back in 1988, he was diabetic too. And At first, my brother Bimbo and Eluma Deoso brought me all the way from New Jersey to Baltimore here in Maryland. Was in Providence, Rhode Island, and Bimbo came with his ex, African American, to get me. So, but he couldn't help me to stay in New Jersey, no work, due to his own maybe particular situation or reasons best known to him. So we drove down to Baltimore, stayed with DG Omishore for a night. Everybody got stories. So DG gave me rice to eat on arrival from Africa, Nigeria, by way of Providence, Rhode Island. And the first diet I had at the G's, he says, Egbon, don't think that staying with me is going to be permanent. It's going to be a temporary situation. I knew that. And Annette, my ex, was said to be in San Diego. That's what he told me before I left. That's what she told me before I left Nigeria. She tried to rescue me in Nigeria, ostensibly. She flew from Baltimore to London, stayed with my immediate sister, Doyin Orija, Otumba Doyin Orija. And she met my sister's mother-in-law. She told me, Annette told me a story of how Doyin's mother-in-law, an Egba woman, said she had the power to bring an aeroplane down. Then Annette wondered why or how she could have that kind of power. Anyhow, Annette was supposed to be in San Diego the second day or the very day I stayed with DJ Omishore. He told me that I shouldn't think that I was to stay there for long. I knew that. So I looked into the white pages or yellow pages, and Annette, who I thought was in San Diego, had her name listed. So I called her. She couldn't believe that I was in town. And then she said, come on over. So the following day, I left DG Omishore, who was then living at one of those apartments right now that Maxwell Ayeti lives right now. It should be Sinclair Lane. Maybe Sinclair Lane turns to something else. By White Avenue and maybe Sinclair or something. We have to find out what that street is. But that's where another guy called John, an ally of Maxwell Ayeti, he too lives in one of those apartments. And Maxwell lived there before, and he just returned back to one of those apartments right there. So I was talking about hatred and all that before I got distracted. Ladies and gentlemen, I your daily Olagbaju Ayetigbo, Street University of Be More. Today I was podcasting about my birthday. I found out that on Friends Helping Friends, I didn't receive any congratulatory note, even from friends on Friends Helping Friends. And then if I should go back to AIMT page, rather than for her to give me congratulations, she was upset about something. You need a hack or not?
Yeah, I do.
Let's go. You got your money?
I'm paying 10 to go to Loyola College.
Let's go.
Cool.
All right.
Thank you.
You sound like an African.
I am.
Oh, African American?
Yeah. Here you go.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I pay up
front. You have to? I mean, everybody does that.
No, they don't. That's a lie.
No, they do. We like to, I'm a sedan, and we like to get paid up front.
And that's why I do it.
Yeah, I appreciate you. I appreciate you.
Thank you. Appreciate you more.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, I gotta get to work.
You okay?
Good.
It's good to be good. You want me to go to Cold Spring Glen and make a left, or
that's
a shortcut? Yeah.
Right on up.
All right. That's why I said Cold Spring.
Yeah. You make a left on Cold Spring.
Yeah. So we're on the same page, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Wow. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Now your daily Olagbaju Ayetigbo podcasting and broadcasting. Street University of Baltimore. I was talking about hatred and discrimination in life. You two dark people discriminate against you. You red bones, you are discriminated against by some people. So you from Africa, some Americans may not like you. So it's life. Just be yourself. Hatred. My birthday comes up November 15th, year 2023. On Friends Helping Friends Today, that I established on August or so, 14th of 2016. My friends could not say congratulations or happy birthday and all that. But it's okay. It's not really okay, because it would have been nice if friends wish me happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy 75th birthday to Ayodele Olagbaju Ayetigbo. Happy birthday to me, Scorpio in the house. Thank you. All right, good enough. Good enough. Good, good, good enough. All right, stop. 19 minutes and 30 seconds.